Welcome to morning prayer and worship. So glad that you're here. It is Wednesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 16 in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. A big thank you to Kristen Parker for leading us in the Lord's Prayer today. If you'd like to be a reader, go to benwardmusic.com/readers. We'd love to have you. Bravely I sing, the Lord is my God. Safely I reach for the one who has conquered fear with love, doubt with trust. Bravely I sing, the Lord is my God. I awake when you speak. Consider your thoughts when I hear your voice. I bow before. And no one else claims my devotion, and no one else holds my heart. No one else captivates me with every facet of who they are. Lord, you're so worthy, completely deserving of all my soul and all my mind and all my worship and all my bravely I sing, the Lord is my God. You patiently teach me how I should follow in your steps. Straight to life from death. No one else claims my devotion. No one else holds my heart. No one else captivates me with every facet of who they are. Lord, you're so worthy, completely deserving of all my soul and all my mind and all my worth and all my life. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. And no one else claims my devotion. No one else holds my heart. No one else captivates me with every facet of who they are. Lord, you're so worthy, completely deserving of all my soul and all my mind and all my worship and all my life. Bravely I sing, the Lord is my God. Safely I reach for the one who has conquered fear with love, doubt with trust. Thank you, Lord. Your perfect love casts out all fear. So we bravely sing that the Lord is our God today. Amen and amen. Psalm 119, 1 through 24. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your word? I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes. As one rejoices in great riches, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands. Remove from me their scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors.
Statutes are my delight. Your law is my delight, Lord. Oh, keep me on your path, following you, following you. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 27. 9 through 26. Much time had been lost, and sailing had already become dangerous because by now it was after the Day of Atonement. So Paul warned them, "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and cargo, and to our own lives also." But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and of the owner of the ship. Since the harbor was unsuitable to winter in, the majority decided that we should sail on, hoping to reach Phoenix and winter there. This was a harbor in Crete, facing both southwest and northwest. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity. So they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed to the lee of a small island called Kauda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure, so the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed the ropes under the ship itself to hold it together. Because they were afraid they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis, They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On that third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forget those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Wednesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 16. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Lift them up before the throne of grace, where you are invited as a daughter, as a son. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lift it all up before the Lord. I don't know what to do. You walk with me, Lord. Let's pray for our families, our immediate families, our extended families. Whatever that means in your life today, pray for them now. Thank you.
walk with me.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, say their name now before the throne of grace. And with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are led. You are guided. You are accounted for. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, 501c3 nonprofit. Thank you for your support. One time or monthly, we need you. Thank you to Kristen Parker for reading today, for praying the Lord's Prayer with us.